29.
When the kids were young, they used to bicker. I think all siblings do. I know I did when I was a child. Sometimes it was easy for me to parse out resolutions. But they grew older, and the way they messed with each other grew more complex. That was when I had to begin applying the equal rule. The equal rule means that if I gotta stop what I'm doing to deal with you, then you will all equally suffer the consequences.
Charles was awed to watch the portal open and the workers begin to pile out of it. 10, 20, then 30 bustling young folks, quick to begin sawing and cutting and sanding. They were all types of people, from dwarves to elves to orcs, even a few that Charles couldn't place. He thought he saw the big four-armed fellow, but the fact it had four arms could be a type of people within the game. Within moments, the cabin had grown from barely a shack to nearly a country estate as the workers moved about like ants. When they finished, the foreman, a rather burly woman wearing a leather outfit made of one solid piece, approached him with a piece of paper in hand. With one hand, she shook sawdust out of her hair, and with the other she pulled a scroll from her pocket.
"Sign here," she said while unfurling the scroll.
Charles didn't even look at the paper. Instead, he just shook his head. He knew better than to sign anything.
"What do you mean, no? No as in you won't sign?"
She seemed on the verge of becoming irate. Charles, for his part, wanted to just watch to see how this would play out.
"I didn't pay for this, so I shouldn't have to sign for anything. For all I know, that's me agreeing to pay the bill."
Unfortunately, the woman had other plans.
"Well, if you aren't signing, we'll just have to take all this down," she said while giving him a look.
Charles's attention was drawn to one of her boots, which was tapping in irritation. Charles opened his mouth and then closed it right back up. Having been married for so long, Charles knew there are times in a man's life where one doesn't know what best to say. And when a man reaches those times, it's best to keep his damn mouth shut. The woman only waited seconds longer before she whistled and made a circle motion with her hand in the air.
"All right, we gotta take it back down," she yelled out, only to be answered with groans and curses from her varied workforce.
She turned back around and pointed the scroll at Charles.
"And you, I hope you know that you've ruined any chance of ever," she poked him with the scroll, "ever, ever," two more pokes, "getting to have a building built by..."
Charles didn't hear what else she had to say, because that was the moment that his dire wolf chose to leap at her throat. The beast had grown larger, and its attack was only the first. Soon other dire wolves were plowing through the screaming mass of workers. Blood and body parts flew in all directions as a veritable flood of wolves ran out of the forest, snarling and snapping, biting and tearing. Just as quickly as these workers churned out a building, they died under the giant pack of wolves.
"I hadn't seen hide nor hair of this mutt since I got here, and this is when he chooses to show up?"
Charles could only watch in shock as his slightly burnt yard was turned into a churned, bloody battlefield. He glanced at his hand, briefly considering if maybe he should have signed the scroll.
"Then I wouldn't have to find a way to clean all this up."
While Charles tried to wrap his head around what just happened and what it meant for him, a ghostly woman rose from the ground before him.
"Excuse me, do you mind if I eat their souls?" she politely inquired.